Aristocrats.
What the hell?
What?
Nothing.
Train wreck automatically.
What happened?
What happened?
Why?
I don't know.
Paul McCartney is 64 tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I get the joke.
I heard that on the radio, but I don't give a shit.
I do. Oh.
So tomorrow when they play constant Beatles or Wings, you're going to think he died? Again?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Thought he shot himself because his whoever wife left him.
Stumpy hobbled on out.
Stumpy.
Oh, my Lord. Oh. So happy birthday, Sir Paul McCartney, on Sunday.
Wow.
Father's Day.
That's the sad part.
And I'm
part.
Sure his kids are real happy with him.
That's the sad part. It's kind of ironic if you think about it, the song and all, and he's got no wife anymore.
Yeah. He's
Would
got no one to grow old with.
Make me lean cuisine dinners by myself, alone in my bathrobe with my slippers on.
Oh, poor Paul.
Alanis Morissette could put that in the song.
His poor kids, kissing all
poor
that
kids.
Inheritance away.
His daughter is like ridiculous rich. What are you talking about? She doesn't need money. She's a freaking fashion designer.
He's
so
a
what?
Knight.
Yeah.
He could do anything.
She doesn't need his money. What the fuck? He's probably going to donate half of it to some weird freaking
some
PETA-esque charity or some shit.
Give it to B. Arthur.
Give it to B. Arthur.
Give it for landmine research.
All right, so we're the Aristocrats. MySpace.com/aristocratsradio if you want to get a hold of us.
Email.
You can also email us at aristocratsradio@aol.com.
Email now?
Oh, we've had email.
Had email. It says no one picks it up.
Oh, I never went to that website.
No, there's nothing on the website. You can also go to aristocratsradio.com. But there's nothing on it because I haven't updated it because...
it's still on the Hot Wing Challenge on the
cover.
Yeah,
from February.
Ooh, 19, a little extra.
19-06, the last time you updated that.
Yeah, I know. Craig's very sassy today. What happened?
The bald
Did you have a rough night?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah?
It was a little strange.
Why? What happened?
Bad things happen when I wear sneakers, apparently.
Craig,
Bad things
Vaughn's
happen.
Vaughn's been drinking. Craig is currently drinking. I haven't drank yet. I don't know why.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. I'm gonna.
Because we need somebody who's...
After first break. Oh, boy.
The door locked?
Yeah.
I don't know. Go check. Go check. We got crazy neighbors. Also today is a Slider Fest 2006.
Are we actually doing it?
Yeah.
All right. Glad I didn't.
We're gonna have more
I only
people.
Breakfast, which was
really
a hamburger and a hot dog.
Well, Vaughn's saying he can down 10 before he starts getting sick, but he's going to try. Matt's coming over, Webmaster Matt, and he says he can he says he's going to buy a Crave case for himself.
He probably could eat 20 by himself.
Is it 20 or 30?
It's 30.
30.
Oh, is it 30?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He probably could. Yeah, he's a big motherfucker.
So you think you're up to the challenge, Craig?
Yeah.
Come on, Craig.
I'm hungry.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I brought my stomach with
Should
me today.
Should be fun. I haven't eaten all that much. But
I haven't eaten anything. I had dinner. That sucked.
Yeah. Well, I had McDonald's earlier and I crapped, so I should be good for at least six.
Oh, you're up from the estimated 3?
Yeah, I know. all right, don't cough right
hey,
in the
come
mic.
On.
Sorry.
Come on.
Sorry.
You hack.
So, yeah, we're going to be down in some White Castles a little later on with some
night.
Other people, and it's going to be,
I'm ready for it.
I think I should get a bucket.
Get a bucket and a couple of box of Depends or something.
Yeah.
You should get like a kiddie pool.
How should we do this though? Like a time limit or?
Like a minute, at 1 minute?
No.
No, I don't do that. Should... We don't want to force it.
Who can eat the most in an hour?
Hour or like?
Half an hour.
Half hour.
Yeah, we'll do
so
half
our,
hour.
We'll do our whole last break will be.
Who can eat the most in half an hour and like who just ate the most in the shortest amount of time?
Yeah.
Keep time and how many ate, but all who right, ate so, the so, most in the time period?
Yes.
But if you eat like 15 in like a minute, you'll get pretty good recognition or something
well,
like that. You
that's
know,
be
like,
bad.
Well, who cares?
Well, we have that
who
one
cares?
Winner.
Who cares?
All right, so we'll do a half hour, whoever eats the most.
Yes.
So in other words, like if you down like 15 and stop, and Matt has like 20 within a half hour,
in 12
then he
minutes.
Wins.
Yeah.
So you can pace yourself. Mm-hmm. I don't want anybody to get
I think
sick.
Pacing myself would be
yeah,
bad.
We don't want to get anybody sick.
Well, you don't want to shove them down your gullet.
Yes, that'd I do. Right,
well.
Yes, I do.
Compared to what he did last night, I think he wants to be shoving these down his gullet.
Hey, what'd you do last night?
I'm pissed that I missed this.
Yeah, I'm well, surprised you weren't there, Vaughn.
I passed
you
out
should
last
have
night. I was fucked up.
Well, we went to the Dublin House in good old Red Bank,
New Jersey.
And I met Craig there, and we're talking for a while. And this robust woman, who I hope never hears this, kind of notices Craig out of the corner of her eye.
I don't think she will hear it.
No?
She's, I don't think she knows where the interweb is on,
Oh, Jesus, Vaughn.
Shut up.
You fucking mess.
Keep talking. Don't bring up me.
Anyway.
God.
So, she comes up to Craig and, oh, my God, I haven't seen you in so long.
You knew this chick?
Yeah, I used to work with her like 5 years ago.
She wanted on your peen.
Apparently.
She was so on you.
Oh, I so on me and I went... Nothing.
Well, you were kissing her.
I heard you were kissing
what
her.
What am I going to do?
I heard you were lapping up.
I couldn't do it, though.
She was, like, attacking him, like, kissing him. And
she's
just
grabbing
kinda,
my face.
He was reluctantly kind of kissing back just because he didn't want
to... I didn't know what to do.
Well, if you held back, then she would have said something. And then it just would have caused
If you were the
problems.
Polite little cock tease yeah. that we know, you know.
Yeah. So well. Craig was very nice about it.
Yeah, I was a well-mannered young man.
He was. He was very good about it. And
swipe and spit with some whore.
Oh, God.
She wouldn't. And, like, you know, she said hi and she left. I was like, oh, that was weird.
Kept
5 minutes later,
coming
kept
back.
Coming back and back.
She met, like, 10 people that night.
Wait.
What, she went there by herself?
No, she was there with, like, her two friends. I guess they were a couple, obviously.
Were you guys outside or are you guys in the bar?
We're outside.
Oh, in the front?
Yeah.
The back.
Oh, in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder. Never venture on the back. The back's like, it's like the Land of Misfit Toys. Not kidding. They don't let, they let the, they let like the.
Nobody wants a Charlie in the box. Is that Craig?
They let all the like bongoloids and retards in the back.
Well, apparently Craig used to be some sort of surly maintenance guy.
I was a big scary guy,
was
apparently.
Was a big scary guy?
Yeah, for some sort of parks
well,
and
I
recreation.
Had a goatee then, so.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
That must have been
well,
like.
You had another job. Were you still doing the pizza thing?
Pizza?
Well, the pizza.
No. This was afterwards. This is.
Didn't you have two jobs when you were working there?
No, I only had one job then, but like after that, afterwards, I started.
That's when you started collecting?
Yeah, well, no, I was working with Nad Nudd over at Jersey Mike's, and I was at the gas station.
Oh, okay. So but anyway, you were working for this kind of parks and recreation type of facility, right?
Yeah, I was a maintenance guy. I like cut
mowed the
lawn
and stuff like that.
It was a big place, and there was
a lot
to do.
A lot of hiding spots. Don't eat on the air, Vaughn.
God.
Vaughn is a mess today.
You
Jesus.
Fucking retard.
I'm just going to shut your mic off.
Is that why you don't like going in the back? Because they put you there? I don't like going there. They keep me in the pen.
They keep me in the pen.
Nobody likes the Vaughn in the box.
No. I'm just a little off today.
I want to be a dentist.
Yeah, so it was bad.
Yeah.
It was a fun job, and I figured I'd never see these people again.
So you just kind of became the creepy guy.
I was the creepy guy, and nobody liked me. Like,
look at the area.
I worked with like five people directly, and like they're all my friends, and we like got along and were co-workerly. And it was everyone knew each other or whatever. Then they're like, we were there 2 months before camp started or whatever, like grooming the place or whatever. So we would fuck around every day.
Fuck around.
So fucking hot too. I remember.
And just like break stuff and screw around in the woods.
flip over golf carts.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Quite the experience.
God damn.
I got ejected from a golf cart doing a donut in reverse. And the golf cart went over. You know, it was pretty easy to roll back over.
Yeah.
I did it by myself.
Yeah.
The thing was really fucked up, though, and I just put it back where I found it. And I didn't say a word.
Well, and then she was saying she flipped one once, and you
saved
her.
Well, no, she got stuck or something like that, and
she got stuck, her big ass got stuck in it.
Well, pretty much.
Did she look like that back then?
Yeah, worse.
Gorilla monsoon.
Yeah, well, it was like hot out, so she was...
Okay.
And like shorts. Well, always wore yellow shorts.
George the Animal Steel in a dress with Meg Ryan haircut.
Shut up. It's about
just tearing apart pillows and
ripping pillars apart, taking trees out with her arms.
Mine!
Give me kiss, ah!
The only thing that really deterred me from her was she had that overlapping arm fat. Like the fat kind of comes over the elbow a little bit.
Like where it sucks in the elbow. It looks like you got a like you can do this and shove a stack of quarters in there.
Yeah, like
the dimples.
Yeah, oh. She just had the dimple for an elbow, and she had like the big mama arms.
You make them sweet kisses to this, huh?
Yeah, and she was all on him.
God, she's rubbing my face.
And as she's kind of looking away, I kind of lean over and go, "So, Craig, you gonna hit that?" And his response was, "I hope not."
People were just making faces at me.
Oh my god!
It was like a
gorilla fucking a rhino.
Was it embarrassing?
Yeah. Well, no. Like people I knew were making faces at me. Like, and I was almost cracking up every second. It was a struggle to be a nice young gentleman.
And then I go to the bathroom later on.
Danny takes a shit.
And I come back down, and everyone's gone. I can't find anyone. And then I see she's going inside, and I find you inside. And she's right around the corner, and we're kind of trying to avoid her. And I did the old, I'll go see if she's there. And I turn the corner and look around just to be within inches from her face.
Yeah.
She's standing against the wall with her back to the wall waiting for you.
Oh, yeah. And I had a couple minutes in between when like you went inside and I
putting
was
an indent in the wall
there with Carly, and I was like, oh, I should just get the fuck out of here. I should just go. Go out the front, take the long way around, and sneak double back.
But, sneak double back.
But it didn't happen because Carly met some weird guy there too, some strange guy that she knew or something like that. And I was like, oh, I gotta stick around for this, I guess.
But in the end, you slept with her.
Yeah.
Hey, Craigie.
I mounted and stuffed her on the wall.
Her head on your wall.
Craig, I managed to escape.
Hey, Craigie, you want to make some love?
I didn't have to eat my arm off in the morning.
You want to eat my clit?
Jesus.
God, Vaughn.
You want to lick out my pussy?
Turn him down a little bit.
No. You turned. Oh, they're better.
Oh, that was you?
I think so.
Oh, all right.
Only you know, Markley.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
See, hello.
But I think it was the most awful thing in my life. I wasn't thinking fast enough because, like, there was a couple chicks there I knew. And I could have, like... I've been their fake boyfriend or, like, depending on, like, creepy the guy was, I'd be the boyfriend or the husband.
They ran blocks for you pretty good.
Or,
Your kisses are so warm.
If the guy was just a weirdo, I'd be, like, the... scary brother who just got a prison or something like that.
Well, yeah.
But I didn't think fast enough to say, oh, yeah, that one right there. That's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
That her. Right.
Well, you don't want her.
Well, I didn't know where it was going, and, like, she kept coming back.
Yeah.
Like, I figured the first time.
Like, yeah, you're safe.
Yeah. 2 minutes later, she comes back and does the same thing.
And she sucks your face.
Oh, God. Oh, man. I can't drink enough beer fast enough.
I can taste your soul.
So that was a
it tastes
fun
like
one.
Peanut butter.
What'd you do last night, Vaughn?
What did I do? I gave you a pint of the stuff that I was drinking last night.
Yes.
It's fucking heavy ass beer. I drank one.
Like Indian or something?
It's an Indian pale ale, yeah, but it's a 120 minute hopped Indian pale ale. It's freaking 20% alcohol by volume in one bottle. It's beautiful. Wow. Drank one of those. Sat down and watched Doctor Who. Fucking fell right to sleep. Woke up at 3 a.m. with like some like wacky infomercial going off about the magic bullet. You ever see those things?
Oh yeah. You can make sorbets with
it. Yeah, yeah, smoothie things.
That was going on. I was like, and have you ever seen? Have you seen the commercial for that though? The infomercial for that?
No.
It looks very appetizing.
They put like it's all paid people, right?
Yeah.
The people were standing around watching, and there's like this woman with like a freaking cigarette with like the biggest freaking curl on it I've ever seen. Like, you know, she just smoked. She constantly keeps it in her mouth, and it's just like this up to this end. She hasn't lit it, flicked it yet. And it's just, she's like, oh, look at this. Look at all the greatness they can do. And then she vanishes, and all of a sudden some stereotypical Italian character, like a Mario in the hat and everything, comes out
of
nowhere.
Hey, yo, it really chops my gorgonzola's great.
Yeah. Really can chop that mozzarella great.
Like my grandmama's gungats.
Hey, it's me, a Mario. I'm going to jump through this pipe.
Hey, it's me, Luigi.
What do you think about this, sir?
Me, Mario.
It looks great.
I'm gonna win, eh?
Look, you can chop that Koopa Troopa really good.
My magic mushroom is making me grow big in the
pants. It's nice, it's my magic mushrooms.
My pants, they grow large for the mushroom.
They grow
with
tight.
Me.
And he eats them. Dun, 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 dun. That was a star.
Yeah, that was a star.
Yeah,
that was a happy music.
Yeah. Happy.
Damn. So, did you get your video game thing straight?
I really should.
Bastard.
They re-released all the Marios on the Nintendo DS.
Awesome.
Oh.
Kind of pissed me off.
No, it's cool.
Well, I want to play it, and I don't want to get a Nintendo DS.
Actually, I want to buy an old Nintendo, because I have a whole bunch of those Nintendo games still. Like, I sold the system, but I still have all the games. Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why I didn't make somebody a deal and go take all these games with you and the system.
Why just get the emulator on the computer?
Well, there's a company, because the patent ran out on the Nintendo system, the old Famicom, that pretty much makes another system for like $50. It's the same, like, you know, that old top down system, you know, the revamp one they made. It's the same kind of system like that. It's just not owned by Nintendo.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I know I'm boring you.
No, I'm really amazed by that, because my Nintendo seldom works.
Yeah. I have.
It's more so the power cord's fucked up for it.
I have the Super Nintendo, and I have the Mario All-Stars.
Yeah, I just found that. I just found my Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Mario All-Stars is good. It's got 1, 2, and 3 with updated graphics. And
I still got Dreamcast in my room.
Never had the Dreamcast.
Oh. No, I don't know. My we buy every goddamn system.
After Nintendo, that was it until... No, after Super Nintendo, that was it until I bought a PS2 like 2 years after it came out.
Yeah.
Mm. I was just out of video games.
I haven't gotten the 360 yet. That's the one thing I haven't gotten.
I'm not going to get that. I'm going to
wait for
PS3.
Good games. There's no good games for it.
Graphics look incredible.
Oh, fuck yeah.
They are incredible, I should say. But I'm waiting for the PS3.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm waiting for that. The Wii.
I'm waiting for a year after PS3 comes out, so all the bugs can be fixed. And
it's like $100 cheaper.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, it's going to be like $600.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
For the good one.
$600 for the good one, and then the shitty one, it's going to be like $400.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I hear about this all the time.
I know.
It's like bullshit.
I had Nintendo for like 15 years.
I wish I still had my Nintendo.
Finally got a used Sega in about 90.
Sega!
In about 96, 97. Then like 02, I got a new PlayStation.
He's far behind.
And that's all I got. And I would only buy like used games. And I have like 3 of them.
Oh, you never got to the PS2?
No.
Just wait for a PS3. Then you could probably play PS2 and 1, assuming, games on.
Yeah, they'll probably have all back.
I would just play like Grand Theft Auto original.
No, probably the door closing.
Oh, okay. Mm. Remember the first Grand Theft Auto?
I love that.
What, the top? Wait, the top down
the
ones?
The top down.
Oh, yeah. You used to have those on the computer.
Yep, I had them. I had that. And Grand Theft Auto 2 was really good.
Yeah. You ever play that London one?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that one. That was fun.
You can get the
I have
like
that
the Shagadelic car. Or
yeah, or you can get the freaking the double
swinger.
Decker bus.
Double decker.
The swinger is the
the
old Corvette setup. Yeah. And then I went doing was it Grand Theft Auto 3 came out. I was kind of pissed originally when it came out. It was gonna be all like third person, you know, you're behind him. But then when I played it for like 4 or 5 hours, I was like, I can live with this.
Awesome.
It's like, look, you can kill them right, and look, the blood comes right at you. Oh, it's beautiful.
I don't have to run around hitting people and chasing them. I can just shoot them grotesquely.
In the face. I can get hookers and then beat them up for the money back.
Ah, it's a beautiful
That's the
system.
One thing I love about that game. You get the hooker, you screw her, She takes about a good amount of money out of you. As she's walking away, you hit her with the car and you take the money back.
It's like real life.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. I found this online from Wikipedia.
There's things online you could find.
Yeah. A list of problems solved by MacGyver.
Oh.
This was kind of neat because it's like 10 pages here. And it goes through all the episodes and what he does and what he uses. So let me pick like a random one here.
Ooh, random guy.
Here's a short one. MacGyver builds a time-delayed device to pull a switch out of water, plastic bag, stick. Wait a minute, what?
Well, that's what he uses. I think they explain it, then they tell you what he used.
Yeah, MacGyver builds a time-delayed device to pull a switch out of water, plastic bag, sticks, and fishing line. There. He fills the two bags with equal amounts of water and then ties them to a straight
stick. I've seen
this
episode. I know exactly what he did.
He balances the stick on a fulcrum made of two other sticks and then attaches a fishing line from one water bag to the switch. Oh, my God.
He pokes
a hole in that bag, letting the water slowly drain out, eventually making the whole apparatus tilt and pull the switch. Approximate time, 44 minutes. Plausible.
Listen to this. You watched the show when you were a kid, right? You both did, right?
Yes.
I didn't.
I've seen that episode.
Really? Have you seen?
He was like in a plane crash or something. Is that in like?
Yeah,
he was
trying to live
Alaska or some crap like that.
Have you seen it
poachers.
Nowadays? Like Spike and some other channels show it every once in a while, like late in the morning. And you look at it, and you look at the shit he puts himself through, and you're like, "What the fuck? Like what? Like 7-Eleven is he going to at like 2 a.m. before he does these missions to buy all these little shits? It's like it's crazy.
I don't understand what he does. Like, I guess I used to know the story. Like, what is he doing?
Like the storylines are totally retarded.
What is his job? I don't get it. Why is he in this much trouble all the time? Why doesn't he mind his own goddamn business?
You see that the American Express commercial they did?
No.
No.
You didn't see it? The one they just did for the Super Bowl, I think it was?
Nope.
And it was a MacGyver one. It was a MacGyver one, and he's tied up and he's cutting through the ropes with those trees, you know, the
bonsai?
No.
The
air freshener trees.
Oh, the pine tree?
And it goes air freshener, like, you know, like certain amount of money. I forget what it's like, $1 or $2. And then it's like he gets onto a wire and he's using a tube sock. Tube sock. You know, $3. And he's trying to wire a hot wire car, a truck, and it's something else. And then as he goes, making a magnificent escape, and they show him at like a Walmart or a ShopRite or something like that, buying all these stupid little things, shoving them in his pockets. And it's like priceless. You have to see that ad.
I actually saw this episode, so I want to read it to see. Remember how he did it. Okay. When blocked by a heavy door with a strong lock, MacGyver destroys the lock by igniting gunpowder inside of it.
How'd he get the gunpowder?
He steals the gun from a henchman and empties out.
Ooh,
empties
evil it, henchman number one or two?
Number 112.
And empties it of its cartridges. He opens each cartridge and pours out the gunpowder and powder into a small piece of cloth torn from his clothes. He stuffs the rat powder into the lock and pulls the cartridge, and puts one cartridge in after it, with the primer end sticking out to act as a fuse.
Either whoever wrote this can't write.
Or you can't read. He hits the primer with the butt of the gun, exploding the gunpowder and opening the door. It says unverified. I guess I don't know if that's
you can't.
Possible.
You can't.
And then he made love to the woman.
Knock off a primer with the butt of a gun.
See,
no.
You, Craig. If I have to think about this, last night you needed MacGyver.
I needed a coyote or something.
To get away from that gorilla.
I needed to hit her with the butt of a gun.
I needed a handful of bananas and a tranquilizer gun or something.
A bazooka.
I needed a bushel of bananas and a very powerful tranquilizer gun.
What the fuck did they use on King Kong? They threw at his face. The bottles.
Oh, they threw ether at her.
Throw a bottle of ether in her face.
She's like the blob. You throw a grenade at her, it bounces off her tits and flies back at you.
Who the hell said it? Well, she's got great big cans.
It was you,
you dickhead.
Well, I was trying to...
What are you trying to do to me?
He's trying to make a positive out of a negative.
She's got great big cans and great big everything else.
Yeah. I was like, oh, she's got big hooters, you know?
She's got a big vagina.
Big ass.
Big labia
neck.
Majora. Big thick ass that you could get lost in for days.
She's got the worst smelling vagina in the business.
Oh. She's probably got a pork. She's probably got a pork shoulder underneath one of those flaps.
She's got a Cuban sandwich growing in her labia majora.
She's got a Cuban growing in her labium and jar. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Fidel Castro in a leg lock. But dyed blonde, I guess. I just puked in my mouth.
Like a tenderloin dropped on a barber shop floor.
Ew.
Yo.
Now, I thought last week was a drunk show.
I don't know.
I couldn't do it.
No, I don't blame you. I was just trying to look it to the positive.
Look, titties.
You shithead.
You can sleep in those for days.
No. I could find sandwiches all the time.
Ew.
Oh, look what I found.
What I found under her left breast.
Ooh, you can peanut M&M's.
You can
That's
make
what the thick candy shell's for.
You can make having sex with her like the Oregon Trail. You want me to get up?
Yeah.
Just stop this now.
All right, watch your foot.
No. Watch your pants.
Fucking trip, break my ass.
See who it is.
What's the password?
Is anybody there?
See you guys
later.
Oh,
it's Pat.
Hey, it's Pat.
Hey.
Hey, Pat.
What's up, guys?
I thought it was somebody creepy.
Yeah, I'm
it is.
There's no more room for that beer, Pat. No more room.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back, and maybe Pat will join us for a little bit.
Probably not.
Yeah,
loser. Way to gas, no gas.
What Shut up, fart, no bag. Ass.
Okay, with the aristocrats, we're back.
Craig to master a blaster.
MySpace.com/aristocratsradio. We got Pat on mic.
Pat's here.
It looks like Pat's got a boner with his pants there.
He's got a Drew Carey air boner.
Look at my new pants.
It's the shorts.
So, Pat, what happened to you today?
What happened? No, no, I went to Sam Ash.
No, after that.
No, what happened that you came in flip-flops and said, I was standing in shitty water all day.
Did you have a big...
Like Napoleon of shit.
Well,
BM.
Not all day. The toilet overflowed.
What happened to your head? It looked like you had a little mark there.
Where?
You got hit with shit.
Over
the
here.
Shit fought back.
I don't know, it's itching me for some reason.
Looks like you got, like, punched with...
Shit?
No, like sandpaper.
Do you have VD?
No,
maybe you got VD for
scratching
shit.
A lot. Maybe it's irritating me.
Yeah, probably. Like, so what happened?
Like,
you
like someone's been rubbing the rough side of Velcro on my head?
Yeah, it kind of looks like
that. Rubbing a dildo on your head.
Oh, or a dildo with the rough side of Velcro around it.
Or dildo? I don't know. What's the story?
Is that the one with the hooks?
Yeah, it's the rough side. So,
rub my dick raw.
My toilet's pretty bad, and I took a shit earlier today, around 7, and I flushed it, walked away, figuring it was going down. Then
That's the worst feeling.
Yeah. Then I came back to take a piss about an hour and a half ago,
right?
And I went to flush it, it wouldn't go down, the duty was lodged in there.
Oh,
so
no.
I started plunging, and...
What kind of plunger you got? You got the new style, like plastic one with a big handle on it?
The force cup kind.
Oh, yeah? Shoving a lot of water down there?
I'm trying.
Yeah.
But it's not working. And so...
Freaking out like a little
child? Well, no. Oh. No, I...
Huh. Look at here.
Get inside.
I start flushing, you know, and plunging. Yeah. And it's not going down. So water recedes back to normal level. Mm-hmm. So I started plunging a little bit more. I figured it's the poobie is dislodged. I then flush again, and as the water is coming up, I'm plunging, and the water is not going down. And I don't know where it came from, but all this water spilled out of the toilet and covered the entire bathroom floor.
Like Noah's Ark.
That's what it was. And
they're flooding the Nile.
And the water coming out of the toilet, all duty infested, was one of my...
So was there little pieces of turd coming out?
Little pieces of poopy, toilet paper.
Oh, God.
And it's one of my worst fears.
Chicken bones.
So do you have one of those like bath mats, like right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh God.
Oh, that was destroyed. Covered in fecal.
Well,
and
not all of it.
Throw it out.
Shit, corner. Just burn it. Oh, and, give it to the man. Neighbors.
I started freaking out and cursing like crazy. Shit, fucks, left and right, like one after another.
Instead of being proactive and turning the water off.
Well, yeah, but in order to do that, your face has to be near the shitty water.
And you have to dive in the water,
spitting out of the toilet. So I,
God.
I called for my girlfriend to get some towels, which was more like, "Bro, get some fucking towels now!"
Oh my fucking God! Oh my fucking God!
I'm trying to inch my feet away from the duty water that's coming like a tidal wave,
like the black maid in a Tom and Jerry commercial.
So
cartoon.
Then the more cursing started, and I was getting pissed.
You can see your panties.
Whoa! Loaded, load!
Oh, Thomas, get out of the kitchen! Oh, loaded!
There's shit on the floor! There's shitty water all over the place!
What the hell's that from?
See? Tom and Jerry.
Tom and
see?
Jerry?
See?
I don't
Black
remember.
Man. That water's the color of me!
The best stereotype ever.
I don't like Tom and Jerry.
What?
I don't like Tom and Jerry.
Huh?
I don't like Tom and Jerry.
What are you, a crat?
Yes.
Tom and Jerry's the best cartoon ever.
Yeah.
Ugh, that and the Looney Tune cartoon.
What's the best cartoon ever then?
Cartoon ever?
Yeah.
Or
no,
best
no, cartoon
no, no,
ever.
No.
No, you can't say old, that because there's a
like,
lot.
Old style, regular, kill 'em, grill 'em cartoon.
You know, like.
I've said Looney Tunes. I like Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
I like Screwy Squirrel a lot too. Or Barney Bear.
Barney Bear.
Barney Bear, I remember.
I loved Barney Bear. Whatever.
I like the ones where they would like go to the zoo and. The zoo animals would be doing human things.
Yeah.
Like reading newspapers.
Yeah.
And the narrator would be
the,
over it.
Yeah, the narrator. That guy was good.
Yeah, he was.
He had a wonderful
voice. He's dead
now.
Oh, I hope they can hear
can
this.
Can you hear that in the earphones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have earphones. So I can only imagine.
You looked out there.
So you got shitty water all over the place.
Yeah, so then I was freaking out. And I shoved my feet in the kitchen sink. I was on the counter, cleaning my feet with Ajax.
So you have a freaking doing the bath.
You have like soap.
But there's water there.
There's water. Why would I
Ajax.
Do that?
You clean it first, and then
his headphones are going out on a log of poo.
I had to clean my feet.
Good thing you were barefoot.
So we had dish soap. Good thing.
Yeah.
He ruined a perfectly good pair of shoes. Oh. What's that color? Oh shit.
Oh, it's oh shit shoes.
They used
that camouflage? No, that's shit.
That's shit.
If it is, it is from a pile of shit, and you can't see.
Yeah, it starts. The tip is duty, and the end is just pure nasty.
Caca.
Caca. Who uses that? Seriously.
Cocky.
So you just had to clean it up and move on with your life.
Cockapoo.
No end game, really.
No.
So you're not never going to go back there again, huh?
Not for a while.
So you're coming here from now on when you have the shit?
Or go outside or hold it.
You well, go to the mobile station and take a squirt?
Yep.
It smells like apples.
I'm shitting in the sink from now on.
You're going to trash
it'll probably go down better.
As long as I can keep it straight.
Girlfriend walks in. He's on the sink.
He's on the sink
like
holding
a,
for
like
dear
a
life.
Toddler. He's cleaning up. He's got the water run splashing on his ass.
This pipe doesn't work very well on my ass.
I'm not taking any more chances.
He shits right in the shower before
a
he showers.
A man's got to be secure with his crapping, otherwise he ain't a man. When I flush that bowl, I got to know what's going to go down.
And then I'll do it with the dishes in the sink.
He pushes all the dishes around him.
Pat, you shit all over the dish. I told you to do them.
Should have done them before I had to go.
Just doing the kitty litter.
No, the
back. I
share it with your cat.
I think the best would be is, you know how we're having a block party out here? What, pushing the cat out of the
no,
way?
Look, like you just come home, you look in the kitty litter, there's a big man-sized dump in there. Like, oh my God.
Big one.
Oscar, what's wrong with you?
Meow.
Blame it on the dog you don't have.
The cat's breathing heavy as he's walking by.
Meow. And Pat's shit, man. He takes some big dumps.
I can destroy worlds.
Choke. Horse.
Healthy.
Choke
BMs.
A horse. It's probably bigger than a horse.
I think we can get rid of the madness that goes out here every Saturday night. Let Pat just take a big dump right in front of him.
I don't know.
Right next to one of the kids. Kids, hold your hands out.
They're kind
of
sick. They.
Why do you have glitter on your head?
Barbie shirt.
Okay, I was going to say, there's like this little piece of glitter. Every time you turn your head, it just sparkles.
That's just me.
It catches your eye, huh?
You're like Boy George.
I sparkle. God damn, it's hot.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah, whatever.
What are you going to do, shit on the floor?
I'll take a shit right here.
Yeah, he's shitting in the seat now. Look at him.
That's why I'm all sweaty.
His pants used to be brown.
Anyway. So that was a good story.
Yeah, that was grand.
That was good. You should come around more often.
Al Jolson.
You should crap your pants more often.
Yeah, you should shit yourself more often.
Ruin pipes around the world more often.
Break porcelain more often.
Our toilet's no better. Well, I've gotten to a point where I got to shit and flush twice.
Well, you guys live like seconds away from each other. You're all in the same plumbing.
You're in the same grid.
Wow.
So if he dumps a little too heavy that one day, you can't flush for 2 weeks.
Maybe your shit comes up in my pipes.
I hope so.
That'd be gross.
When you're showering?
Always.
You see, like...
You're used to him like being...
We can send notes to the toilet.
It'd be like V for Vendetta. I just see like a little Luke Skywalker come up because you were pretending to be the Rancor and you forgot about him.
Here's your Luke Skywalker doll back. Thanks.
When you shower and it's just little driplets of him coming in through the pipes.
That's
my face going through.
Yeah, maybe you should just start taking shits in the shower and mashing it down with your foot so it's not so bad.
Yeah, you know, I tried that.
If it's not one big turd, it'll be little turds, like going through a cheese grater.
Which is your feet?
The Play-Doh Fun Factory. You mush it down.
Of shit.
I want to put a Brita filter on my shower.
Oh.
Water's so disgusting.
Why?
One time when I lived in Philly, I ran a bath because I was like, I'm going to have a bath. And then I pour the water in, I go out, do stuff, come back.
Damn it. Steve.
Continue.
Come back in, and the water actually has a green tint to it.
Nice.
Well, so Philly
I just,
for you.
Whoop. Fucking so water down a hole, I'm going to pretend that never happened.
Have you ever drank this water?
Here?
Yeah.
No.
Well, without a filter?
A filter, yeah.
It's gross.
It's pretty gross.
Just using it to rinse your mouth in the morning, brushing your teeth.
I don't brush my teeth.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. No wonder you're missing them.
I'm not missing them. I have lovely teeth, except for this one here.
Oh. Yeah, that snaggle tooth you got.
Yeah, I got a little snaggle tooth. It's from not wearing my retainer.
Good little snaggle tooth.
Good little snaggle tooth. I don't really like it.
Good little bit of a snaggle.
Oh, we saw a car fire today.
Yeah, we did.
On the way back from Sam Ash on the parkway.
Oh, you guys went to Sam Ash?
Wait, you don't tell us about this?
You guys went to Sam Ash?
When you said you went to Sam Ash, you said you went to Sam
Ash.
No.
He did say he was at Sam Ash before we did the show.
I wasn't here for that, loser.
He made a little thing. Actually, you weren't, because Carly was complaining about food, and he's like, I just got back from Sam Ash. I don't want to drive. Yeah. So I know the backstory.
Vaughn knows. Vaughn's in the know.
I've been sitting here watching.
So we're coming back on the parkway from...
Was the guitarist from the Wretched Ones there?
No,
the guy with the big perm?
It was Mexicans.
And the mustache, and he's always wearing cowboy boots?
That was funny, too. There was Mexicans walking around checking out PA systems. All of a sudden, over a huge PA, you just hear... Let me get this...
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. They got that big guitar.
Ocho, ocho, hey, huevo.
Okay, dos. Dos, okay, dos. Okay.
El Chico Taco Bello.
They were playing one of the PA systems.
It was fucking great. With it.
Okay, dos, okay.
It's Radio Mexico.
It was really funny. And then I look over at Pat, who's like in another department. We just start laughing.
Cinco, seis. Okay, yes. Jeez.
He was in drumsticks. Jeez. You were in tight pants.
Yes.
And you weren't fat women.
I don't think anything else really memorable happened at Sam Ash.
No, it's the car fire.
Yeah. So we're coming back, and I mean, I don't really know the story, but we're coming back, and traffic was kind of backed up.
Ooh,
and we just
traffic.
See smoke, so we're like, oh, there's a fire somewhere. I'm like, I bet you it's a car fire. And I think you kind of said, no, I don't think so. I'm like, well, what else would it be? So we drive by, and sure enough, there's... What kind of car was it? It was like an old...
It looked like a Nissan Altima.
Yeah. and the whole front half of it engulfed in flames. Like flames shooting out of the window.
Out of the hood and the windows.
Licking over everything.
Tires melted.
Were there survivors?
Bumper was gone.
There was people like standing around it and stuff. There was an ambulance.
The best way of those damn fires, you wanted to see somebody running around circles on fire.
Because
they never paid attention to G.I. Joe.
I think they were saying something. We were saying something to the effect of probably some black people, and it wouldn't be funny if they were on fire.
Yeah, and they're all laying out in a cross.
Nice. I want to see a burning skeleton in the driver's seat.
But yeah,
with a cigar in his...
somehow the cigar survived.
7,000 degree fire.
But that's the first time I ever saw a car fire firsthand.
Yeah.
So that was exciting.
One as a kid. We were on vacation. We went to Rhode Island to Mystic Seaport.
Ooh.
And there was a big camper fire.
Oh.
It was awesome. It was like a two-lane, it was a four-lane highway, and it was on the shoulder, and cars were going by really slowly, and the thing was like 5 feet away, not even. You could feel the heat pouring off this thing. I think it was fully engulfed. It was amazing.
Wow.
It was awesome to see.
You know, there was a Cadillac. What church is that?
Anyway.
Buzzkill.
But the who?
St. It's Catherine's? Over
in Belford by Modern Day.
St. Catherine's? St. Mary's?
St. Mary's.
Modern Day is not in Belford.
Modern Day is not in Belford. Fuck. Yeah, you're right.
St. Belford? New Monmouth. Leonardville. You're going on Leonardville?
I'm lost.
You're passing Wachovia and 7-Eleven. You're going this way?
What?
Anyway,
we're getting way too late.
Are you coming to or from the junction?
People aren't going to go there and check out the,
the church in the corner there.
So anyway, there's a church.
Okay. What church is that?
It's whatever it is.
No, I want to know what church it is.
It's St. Agnes? Big old church.
The Church of the Setting Sun.
No, it's the one when they put the new addition on with the big church in the back.
Yes.
Yeah. The big white church, the old fucking thing on the corner.
Look it up cares?
Online.
No. I want to know what it is.
Look on Jesus.com.
He'll tell you.
TheChrist.org.
I wasn't even paying attention. Where is it?
Where are we? I'm sleeping.
The corner of Leonardville and Cherry Tree.
And shit your face.
There.
King of Kings?
Oh, wait, no. That's not the one. The one. You're at the light. You make a left. All right, anyway.
It's across the street from the high school.
Modern day?
No, it wasn't across the street from the high school.
Who
cares?
What did you see?
It was a Cadillac on fire.
All right, great.
You know what?
I think I don't mind car fires. I've seen plenty of them. I like it better when it's like, when
you're
we have like
drunk.
A good... Shut up, ass.
I like car fires.
I like car fires when they're...
I like it when it's car fires when you're able to get the marshmallows out and you're sitting there roasting them. That's the best time when you have a car fire.
Ooh, I wish I had a car crash.
They're tasty. They actually taste better in a car fire than they do at a campfire.
I was at church
when
one time.
When you're in like a blizzard, and cars are sliding around in the parkway. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a great story about that. Me and my father are going to pick up a couch, and it's fucking snowing like crazy. And we were
okay. What color was it?
I don't fucking know. I didn't pick it up because it was covered in snow.
What is it, on the curb?
Yeah, a friend of mine.
Fucking trash.
Did you get a mattress too?
No.
Did you get a pee-soaked mattress?
His uncle moved the morning, and we decided to go pick up the couch because he's like, "Oh, it should be covered." But by the time By the time we got out there, to get on the parkway, and
it
all
was
that,
garbage.
Still,
mattresses were gone.
You had
Somebody
no cushions left.
There was a bum sleeping on
you
it.
You had no cushions left, and you had to drive around looking for other couches to steal their cushions.
But with the identical floral pattern.
No, and we're driving out there. It's fucking snowing like crazy, right? And you just see, like, my father's going 20 miles an hour. He's just like, you see these people flying past us. And all of a sudden, they realize they see the blinking lights of another car that's crashed. And they stop, and they're like, "Oh, my wheels will be able to stop me." Slide, and all you see is cars go sideways down the parkway, into the abutments, crashing into each other, starting on fire. It's beautiful.
There was a video on Weather Channel.
Ooh, weather.
I forgot where it was. It was somewhere where it doesn't normally snow, so people don't know what to do.
Like
Florida?
And there was, no.
Virginia?
I don't know where it was. I don't remember.
California?
Texas. Let's just say Texas.
Oklahoma?
Wow.
And there was
Oklahoma.
It would be scary if
there was black ice going down a hill. Black so, ice? Like, you're Whoa. Going down a hill.
I'm down
black
hill.
Guys.
Black ice.
Ah.
And
black guys.
I hate when black guys go down a hill.
Especially when they're not wearing the hoods.
And so you're coming down, you hit your brakes, and you just slide. And they actually had a whole news crew there, and they're just taping cars as they're sliding down the road yeah. and smashing into one another. You could just, oh. Nah. Gee, what is wrong with you?
Because you keep stopping!
When you get stage fright, big guy?
Yeah. And then right after I'd stop, and then I put it back up, pops right out.
What, the couch?
No, my the fart, bag. You bastard.
You bastard.
One's being silly today.
I'm silly. Yeah.
It's silly.
Hey, at least I didn't go, hey, kids, in the beginning.
We didn't do the intro pop.
Oh, wait, I forgot. All systems penis.
And we're going to take a break. We'll be
we still
right
haven't
back
done a
with
right
the Slider
intro.
Fest.
Ooh, burgers.
We're going to eat some White Castles after the break.
I was at church one time, and they were burning crosses instead of cars.
Yeah, we got to go.
Cut it.
Oh, that was the wrong church.
Cut it.
Guys, ready to take the Crave queso?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, you want to get something?
Oh, crack that thing open there, bud.
Wait.
A little bit.
Okay, so what are we calling this thing?
This is the Slider Fest 2006.
Yeah.
Coming
the first
to town.
Annual Slider Fest of
we have
lovely party.
90 White Castle cheeseburgers.
Three Crave cases.
Three Crave cases.
To be exact.
You are lying.
No, we're not. You're going to sit on one if you back up too
it's
far.
It's true.
What
no,
are you looking for,
don't
man?
Touch that.
You don't have headphones.
There's headphones in that box over there, but they don't have the
good
adapter
luck.
Thing.
Yeah, you got to like lean over to
yeah,
them.
They're really crappy headphones.
So we got Webmaster Matt, Pat's in the background being a mo. And we got
you should
Vaughn
give him the
Craig.
Wireless mic there.
And then I have to go set it up.
Yeah, we're going to start this all over again.
I'm sorry, we're lazy as possible.
You got a 9-volt battery on you?
Maybe.
All right, so I guess starting...
No, wait, we got to do the oath first.
No.
And we should really...
I actually have a stopwatch.
Well, wow. Hold on. Let's do the oath, and then we'll do the stopwatchy
just
thing.
Start at the end of the oath.
You think.
But I don't know.
You're going to read it out.
So, well, just to get clear the instructions here, we're going to eat for a half hour.
Yes.
And at the end of the half hour, whoever had the most...
Wins.
Whoever bails out... My money's on Matt.
Pretty much, I think...
My money's invested in burgers.
Matt, I don't know about speed-wise, but
no,
I think
you, this
endurance.
Isn't a speed
yeah.
thing. Don't shove them down your gullet. I know Craig will.
Yeah, but I don't know.
He's got to get around from last night.
Yeah.
Get the.
So, I'm also looking to enjoy
hopefully
them.
All that grease will cover his brain and erase that freaking knowledge of last night.
I hope so.
All right, are we going to
take the oath, baby.
Case oath?
What is the oath?
It's on the inside
it's
of the grave.
It's in the inside of the box.
All right.
Raise your
right
hand.
Put your other hand on the Crave case of choice. Matt's exempt.
I can't do it.
Matt's exempt. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I hereby promise to share the contents of this Crave case freely with my friends and have them read this pledge. And while they are so distracted, grab several burgers for myself.
It's actually pretty funny.
Go.
Retarded.
Okay, wait.
Boy,
and go.
Go.
All right, stopwatch.
This is horrible.
It really is. Remember to keep your boxes.
Shut
fellas.
Up.
Great radio.
I didn't say it was going to be great radio. I just.
No, we're eating.
Yes, we are devil worshipping.
Are you just picking
if there
right
are
there
any.
Eat the damn thing?
I'm picking the pickles off because I don't like pickles.
Fred!
Carly, you can't get involved in this, please. Grab a burger and leave.
Don't be involved in this. You don't want to be involved.
Yeah.
Daylight coming.
All right, try not to eat on the mic, guys.
Sorry,
this
really is
such gross.
Great radio.
So anyway.
We should just have the results and highlights.
So anyway, McCarthy's going to be 64 tomorrow.
Yes. Happy birthday, Paul McCartney.
And by the way, tomorrow's Father's Day for all you people, if you haven't realized.
Yes. For all those guys out there with the kids.
I don't have a father.
Oh, well, sorry about that.
It's fucking awkward.
Hi, it's Matt Downer.
Meow, meow.
Through the bottom of the boxes.
Yeah, it says, eat more than 10, you get a heart attack.
Hmm.
There's a Surgeon General's warning. It's known to cause birth defects, too.
Cheeseburgers first appeared on the White Castle menu in 1962.
62? It took them to fucking figure out how to put cheese on these? They're around for like 1901. What's next? Mustard and ketchup?
It took a like a batch of scientists to get freaking cheese on these things. Dun, 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 dun.
This is the worst fucking radio ever.
Listen to fat guys die. Perfect radio.
That was a fart mic.
Uh-huh.
Who's going to have the first incident?
What, of shitting their pants?
Maybe.
Does that that little timer we have a little beeper for 30 minutes?
We should have taken like our blood pressure before and after.
Or weighed ourselves.
We can see who craps the most.
Derek is like giving up and taking pictures.
I want to remember this forever.
Yeah, you will. 60 years from now, when you get an EKG and they find the blockage the size of a slider in it. Oh, I really did eat 30. Damn.
Gross. This is the.
Craig, you're an asshole.
What did I do?
Well, Pat should have a mic and do the play-by-play. Is he the only one not shoving shit in his mouth?
He's not cutting on our food here.
Come on, Craig. I don't see you getting through him.
I'm getting through him.
So, what other stories you got?
John Tenta, dead.
Who?
Who's dead?
Earthquake.
Oh,
earthquake.
Yeah. Well, that was last week.
Oh, yeah, that happened. That was kind of sad.
That was kind of sad.
Kind of sad. Shut up. I had a
well,
pickle
he was fighting
in my ear.
Cancer for the last 2 years.
Really?
Oh. Stomach cancer?
And you wanted to fight him?
What?
I heard you wanted to wrestle him.
I was going
to
work him.
With the cancer.
But he no-showed. He went from.
We're going to do a leukemia death match.
He went from. Wow.
That's awesome.
He went from 468 pounds to 280 pounds.
Wow.
He was also 6'8".
He's just Earth then.
Oh
He's
my
just
God!
Tremor.
I'm choked to death.
Tremor.
Wait, is this who can eat as many in a half an hour? Who's going to choke before they die? Before in a half an hour is over.
All right. If anyone pukes or shits, they win.
They're disqualified.
Well, you didn't give us the diaper, so this couch is fucked.
I kept them for myself.
This couch is fucked anyway.
Yeah, you bleeding cheeseburger.
Handful of weeks.
By the way, I was serious when I said don't eat into the mic, Vaughn.
Oh, were you?
It wasn't just for good. Where was that?
Vaughn's out of the show.
Fuck you!
Eat away from the mic.
I did, asshole. I put the mic away.
All right.
Can I be back on? Thank you.
Dick. So, what do we got any numbers yet? I got 4.
I'm not saying a word.
I got 6, I think. 7.
I'm on 5.
You'll find out later.
5 minutes in.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
I'm going to go take a nap. Power down for the last 2 minutes.
Oh, my God. This one's like deformed.
Farts in the White Castle.
Afterwards, it's just going to smell like farts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My castle just smells like farts.
His crave case is going to be lit up by our farts.
Winner gets to keep the crave cases. Take them to work.
Put them on their wall.
Who else has died?
Stuff and mount in your crave case.
I don't know.
Sidney Poitier looks almost like he's going to die.
Okay.
Huh?
I was watching that American Film Institute thing they did on a week.
Yeah?
About the 100 inspirational films of the last 100 years. Yes, it smells like shit.
Burgers and farts. Yeah.
If you want to say anything, say it in the mic.
I think it's just one thing, though. It's just White Castle.
Who is it? Who's been farting?
Me.
Have you? I haven't.
I've been farting smallly.
Smallly? Can I have your pickles, please?
All right. God damn it. Just grab them.
You don't have to ask me my pickles. We're living together, goddammit.
Either someone's going to die from a heart attack, Derek's going to yell at somebody, or I'm going to shit my pants.
I think all of them's gonna happen.
Yes.
I think it'll all happen.
Awesome. Hey, bud.
Hey, bud, let's party.
You can hear our blood pressure from over
Keep
there,
the
huh?
Box That's how we're
you can hear the back. Plaque forming in my
shit,
aorta.
Shit, he's kicking my ass.
Oh, God.
My fat gut is covered in in onions. It's disgusting.
I always hate that when I, like, go there in my car.
Yeah, and you're sitting there like
you
a
gotta
fat
get, ass. You gotta get up and like, shake.
Yeah, shake all the onions off.
You're sitting like a fat fuck in your car eating 20 of them by yourself.
We got napkins over here. We're good.
Yeah, we got a little napkins.
At about the 20-minute mark.
You start scarfing like
your mad. Brain tells you, stop. Seriously, it does. So
I think at the 5-minute mark, my body told me to stop.
No, when he told me 5 minutes, I was like,
I think
oh.
When Vaughn brought this up last week as an idea, my body said,
no,
please, no.
I didn't think you were serious.
Really didn't?
Mm-mm.
I didn't think you were going to follow through with it, no.
I didn't think you'd fall for this.
No.
Mayhem.
This is the worst.
If by worst you mean best.
I mean best.
I'm almost done.
I get like extra burger on the bottom of my.
You
things.
Said what, six, Derek?
A seven.
Here it comes.
No, you said you'd do six.
The first big burp.
I'm hitting my limit right now.
Yeah, I
you're hitting the wall?
I'm one past my limit.
No, I got about 10, so I'm hitting my limit.
I'm not saying anything till the end.
Oh, we're about even. Unless you're hiding
yeah,
them.
I could say
we're about
pretty
even.
Much even. Yeah. Nom,
nom, nom. Oh my god. 8.5 minutes.
What?
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Goes by pretty quick, huh?
No, no, no. He's still eating like he's not in tomorrow. Like there's no tomorrow. He's just like,
I'm not even feeling it yet.
Matt's going to win.
Me,
no, I'm telling you, 20 minutes. It's going to be like, everybody in here is just going to be like,
what do you mean 20 minutes?
It's your brain about right now.
Try a minute
it.
Ago.
It's talking about right
like,
now.
It
we're
really
like
tells
fucking
you
dead.
You're full after
gonna
like
20
minutes.
Searing gas yeah. Painville.
Oh my god. Remember that? Yeah. Tell a story about your day. Which one?
Let's tell ghost stories.
Why don't you grab the mic, Pat?
About Shitzilla.
I don't think that'll reach.
I'm gonna sit on the floor.
Aw. Indian style.
My ankle's bleeding.
His feet covered in shit.
Bug bite.
You really? Ew.
Bug bite. A big silverfish.
Shark bite.
I'm not gonna sleep well tonight.
No, I have so many nightmares.
My heart will be pounding against my pillow and I won't be able to sleep.
I may not wake
deafening.
Up.
I have nightmares of people just punching me in the chest.
Those
the
women.
Jackhammer.
Oh, thank God.
The women at the freaking cashier's, at the cashier, freaking
oh,
smashing
God.
The mouth.
You had to, like, whisper it to her.
I said it, and she's like, okay,
hi.
One? I was like, no, three, and she was like, oh, okay. And the woman who was putting all that shit together was like, oh, no.
Shh.
Ew, did you shit your pants?
A whole
I think a little
burger
wetness.
Came out.
Smell your smell your mic. You might have whipped on a little bit.
Mm. Mm. Duty with cheese.
So what was the story, Pat?
There was one with you, me, and Craig at Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah.
What's this?
When we got the Crave case and we just sat down and scarfed downtown as fast as we could.
Yeah.
And then
two, three sacks of fries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was any time we... Ever got White Castle.
And we scarfed it all down in under 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that was
and then
disgusting.
With the rest of the 10 minutes, we were already on the floor in the back, wishing death.
I'm already getting gassed.
Like, I'm already wishing sweet death on this.
We're pumping each other's legs. Come on, man, you can do it.
I was
hang
a
on.
It was a good air.
And I blew someone through the door.
Oh, for the love of God. This was a bad idea.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that
I knew that three would have been needed for the contest.
Matthew was thinking of getting four.
And I would have had lunch for months.
120 burgers for four obese men. I was ashamed with three. Imagine four.
Dude, we had to do 1, 2, 3 not it to see who was ordering.
I wasn't even paying attention.
There was people in there.
Who ordered?
Vaughn.
I did, because I wasn't paying attention.
He was outside.
No, you tried to be suave. Oh, damn it.
Well, I'm not going.
I'm not doing it.
It's a big deal. Get
the drunk guy to do
it. For a party or something. And who fucking cares anyway?
The fat girl that was waiting online for her food was like, "You're getting three? Like, what the fuck? Like, you went too far.
Can I have some?"
She got like 25. The small little girl that was with her got like one and was already dying.
She was kind of big, but.
And she wasn't as big as the other girl.
Yeah.
Jesus. It's always fun to trip to
She wasn't record breaking like the other one.
Trip to light fat ass. Jesus, man, look at you.
Gotta go to the caterpillar scales.
She walks in a room and the radio skips. Huh?
Huh? It smells like air fresheners.
Is this thing on? It does. What is
now that? Now it does.
What's that smell?
I'm chasing air freshener.
Candles.
It might be the candle.
All you can smell is just fat guys breathing and chewing.
Smell in here.
Yeah, how can you smell that?
Did I say smell?
You said smell. Yeah.
I meant to say here.
As you said, it smells like burgers and farts.
Yeah.
It's just burgers, though.
And then she lit some candles, so now it's like smells like candles, farts, and burgers. Lavender. That's lavender and shit.
Looks like Vaughn's done.
Mm-hmm. Are you?
Dude, I'm going to shit my pants. Or puke, either or. But then every time I smell in this microphone, every time I sniff this microphone, I want more.
Vaughn's at 11.
I'm about
Matt
11.
Has...
He's about... What are you about? Like,
shut up, man.
Holy shit, dude.
Matt is on his 11th. Derek, what are you on?
8.
You fuck.
You gotta catch up.
Dude, I think I might be done.
What, do you take MySpace picture on yourself?
What's Craig at? 10, 11?
Cool.
I'm on...
13.
My 15th.
No.
No.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14.
No, oh, asshole.
I'm on my 14th.
They didn't put these two in there. Remember?
Still, that is impressive.
Well, Jesus. If there's...
Shut up, whatever. Just eat them.
If there's 16 left, then and there's 30 in the case, I think there might be 14 left.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Slow and fat ass eat wins the race.
Gluttony runs the race.
Oh my god.
Yeah, let's put these on the MySpace account. Slow and passed out from gas pan. I'm just taking a really good breather. I'm
He's
gonna
not
die
gonna recover.
Though.
Well, the battle is really Matt versus Craig.
Yeah,
get
really.
The jaws of life to open up.
I was
Derek
done? There, but I gave up.
Are you kidding me? Of course I'm done.
Derek is done.
I said right from the beginning, I'll be surprised if I could do 6.
You did 8. I'm very good.
That's pathetic.
Dude, I...
Hang on.
I can't eat... I can't eat a lot at once. I could just eat a lot over a long period of time.
Most I've done so far is 12.
I beat my record.
But if I'm hungry, I can go a little further.
So you should have been hungry. We could have.
Well, should have been hungry.
I'm sorry, but my mother's birthday is more important.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
Yeah, what's he doing? He's eating White Castle with us.
What do you think he's doing tomorrow? Eat White Castle.
Oh, tell your mother she shares a birthday with Sir Paul McCartney.
He doesn't. She doesn't care.
That's wonderful.
I thought that was. Huge.
Hey, well, we're not.
Would you stop doing that?
You stop. Stay.
We're at the halfway mark.
Are we? 30 minutes?
15 minutes.
Oh. I'm like, fucking hell. Eat!
Craig's...
My teeth are filled. It's backing up.
Pretty soon they're going to want to come back up.
I feel
yeah,
that.
Can he make a clean break? No.
I got way too much shit in front of me to start puking now.
It's either going to end up on the chair.
I should start fucking moving.
Start filling up the things. Line them up.
Give me yours, one. Give me yours.
I ate 15, but I puked in only 10.
So that still counts.
So I still got 5 in me.
Oh. Who's bringing this home?
Matthew.
Who's ever eating this again?
I might go tomorrow.
I'm actually supposed to have this tomorrow night for dinner.
You actually have it for dinner, like for your family?
My mom's making White Castle.
Oh!
Matthew!
Classic.
And he's got to do the fist pump.
It's like screeching.
Oh, God. I'm hurting.
Fantastic.
I know.
That laughter just made me kill it. It's like, oh, God.
No one's going to be sober in here.
If I get a couple desserts
sober?
Down there, you get
from
throw
the
a
burgers.
Couple t-shirts
oh.
in for the
we're
kids.
We're going to be so dizzy.
We're going to get drunk on burgers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like licking frogs.
Toads.
Well, whatever.
Amphibians.
Yeah. Tadpoles.
Why can't they pick water or land? Why do they got to be both?
Oh man!
Anybody no. seen any good movies lately?
Fucking Jesus.
I saw Over the Hedge.
You did?
It was good.
Was it good?
Yeah. I liked it.
See it by yourself?
Yep.
Yep, you're
home. Yeah.
Yeah, that's me and Carl.
Did you see it in the trench coat?
I'll tell you what I did see by myself, which is creepy, and that is the first Scooby-Doo movie. I went by myself during the day.
Why?
Did you go with
Christ.
A big sucker?
A big sucker?
A big sucker?
Did you
and
go
a trench
in,
coat?
Did you go in alone and leave with a little boy?
No pants?
Yeah, I wanted to see it, but I go to the movies during the day when all the kids are in school. So
I wanted to
myself.
See it, but I missed it because I was having sex with a young
yeah,
boy.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was cheap because it was a matinee.
They called me Father John.
I wouldn't mind going seeing Nacho Libre.
Yeah.
Well, maybe tomorrow night or something if everyone gets home. If it's still playing. Oh, look at him. He always got something to do.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I saw one. That redlined.
That was a deep one.
Jesus Christ.
Not so close.
Oh. That's awesome.
You made a TIE fighter.
Nice. We were doing that last week, but you cut it all out.
Yeah.
You cut out our yelling?
Yeah. Yeah.
We were yelling.
No,
yeah.
he really had to.
I forgot what I cut out last week.
You cut out a couple good things.
I don't know. I didn't really listen to it.
Keep eating.
I cut out you tripping over the microphone, drunky.
Thank you.
That was classic.
And I cut out me and Vaughn looking at websites while you were taking a piss.
Yeah, that was good.
Which I didn't even know we recorded. I'm like listening to it. I'm like, what the hell is he? Just me like, so yeah, we're just talking off mic. And it's recording.
Yeah, you did the production meeting at the end of the show.
Yeah.
All right, way to win.
And we're at break now. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty good show.
What is he at? What time? Because he's still the only one eating. Because Matt seems like he's relaxing a little bit.
1932.
He's cleaning the onions
out
of his choppers.
10 minutes.
Good year.
You gonna make it, Matt?
In 20 minutes? In 10 minutes?
I have faith in Matt.
In 10 minutes? Come on, Matt. Put him away.
I think Craig might be the champion.
I think Craig's kicking some ass.
Matt,
dying.
You're letting me down.
What's the total so far?
Craig won't say.
Craig's about 17, I'm thinking. Craig's about 17. I'm at 11 or 13. You're at 8. 13? 13, he's 19, at.
13?
I think it's like 16.
He's at the 15 or 16, yeah.
He's only up 3.
Craig's face is all red and sweaty.
Like oh my God. It reminds him of last night.
Is that what she smelled like?
Oh, I wish.
MySpace that.
She smelled like old pickles.
Old pickles and old spice.
If only you could put a smell to these pictures.
Why are you taking a picture of his crotch?
Because there's white castle boxes all over it. Let me get a picture of Matt's boxes.
Let me get a picture of Matchbox.
Wow. And mine.
You're a pathetic group.
Why? I can't eat that many.
Wow, I can't do it.
I'd rather save it for...
Dr. Sauce.
Oh, God, that guy.
Next week, we're doing salt. Steaks.
Yeah.
I mean, how much fake beef can someone
handle? The Philly
handle?
Cheesesteak Challenge next weekend.
Yeah. Philly cheesesteak.
Ugh, with smothering in it.
You want whiz
or cheese? I got one more.
Oh, yeah, now he... No, that was Carly. Shut up.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh,
damn
it. You're trying to add one to you.
I
you.
Thought I had nine.
You add one more for last place.
Get all excited. How much more? You got a whole, like, half a case there?
Yeah, I'm done.
Give me one.
You want to
join in?
Pat's coming in for the second half.
I just want one.
For the second hey, third of the show.
Call Carly and see if she can she can beat him before we get out.
Huh? Yeah. All right, game on.
I can't. If I put one more down my gullet, I'm going to vomit it all back up.
I'm at number one.
He's a little late. Like 20 minutes late.
I can still catch up with you guys.
Shut up.
Sounds like Scooby Doo.
I could play with the big boys. 22.5 minutes.
Oh my god, I can't believe this is so long. This feels so fucking
long.
It's
the longest half hour of my life.
Ever.
No!
It's like I got bamboo shoots in my stomach.
Or in your fingers.
No, just give me the whole case.
Yeah.
You're just going to take it and fight him? The last 8 minutes, he's going to try to eat as many as he can.
This scrapper's got a little left at him.
All right.
Ooh, that was
doing that.
I didn't take the oath. Can I eat these?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you were in the room.
You bared witness to it.
I think I just ate a bone.
Yeah, right? Does it feel like they're trying to push back out like the freaking alien baby?
Yeah.
You pretty much just ate the equivalent of a cow's leg.
Not even. They're like their tongue.
He's ate a lot.
What? Dude.
You'll push him right out. Come in. You can't swim through all this shit.
Yeah.
Kinda.
I'm not.
I'm done. I thought my big ass would have at least lasted.
I'm on two.
Is that yours?
I'm bowing down to Craig. I have to give that to him.
This wasn't hers. It's mine.
Oh shit.
10. I made 10.
Wow. Ah, you still lost.
I still lost. I've never eaten 10 before. What? No. Some
sanity?
Some pride, maybe.
Stomach pump, perhaps.
Another Coke, please.
My mouth's getting tired.
I know all about that. I haven't had these in such a long time.
5 more minutes.
Ugh, really? Can we end it?
You think you can do 18 in 5 minutes?
By three.
Three? I'm on number two.
Watch out, you guys. I'm right in your back door.
Close them at number three. Yay. Yay for me. I'm so happy.
What do you think?
Who do you think's
winning? Look at him.
Carly asked who's winning. Which one's red?
What?
Hey, boo boo.
Hey, but if you look, if you look at him, you can see like he's just about. You know, he's gonna like sit in that truck of his when he gets out of here and just sit there for 20 minutes, going, "What the hell's wrong with me?"
He's gonna puke on Hennessy's $650 shoes.
Ruin them.
Your $600 nose.
I think it was more than that.
God. I'm going to die.
I think I'm blacking out.
Are you?
Punch out, Maverick. Punch out.
You won.
My eyes are getting crossed.
Wait, how much more time?
We still have 5 minutes left.
Evan, you said we had
four and a half.
Oh, God.
This mouthful is really sticking around.
Oh, I'm moving away.
Keep chewing.
I'm moving.
What do you want, buddy?
What do you want?
18?
I don't know.
He's over 20.
I gotta move my boxes to count.
You know it's bad when you count. He's got, when you have to count what's left.
He's got six right. He's got seven right here. He just lost count.
That's 17.
17?
Right. Holy shit.
That's a lot.
Your fucking body's gonna fucking hate you tomorrow.
It already hated me before.
No wonder the big girls are all over you. You smell like black apple.
You took my joke and reversed it. That was good. I like how you did that.
It's my natural pheromone.
Yeah, if she was here, oh my God. That she's sweat white castle onions. She's like, I don't know why I'm so attracted to you. Can I just lick your head?
Oh, God. Oh, that's vile.
What was that? Craig couldn't even grab the mic. He just let a vicious one.
Well, I don't want to move my case.
Like it's his cub.
Ooh, there's four.
Oh my God. I just heard somebody's stomach growl. What the fuck is that?
Oh. Ooh.
Dude. Shimano's hot dog right there.
You got 15? So you're only losing by two. Come on, make it up. Make it up.
I'm maintaining right now.
But the thing is, you got like 3 minutes. Get it. Come on, get him.
Two and a half minutes.
Get him.
Eat him.
Eat him.
Shut up.
Eat him.
Look. I believe you.
Those are my fucking boxes.
Are they really?
Eat him.
Look at my box.
Ew.
Wow.
Come on, Matt. Eat him.
I think Pat might be able to do this.
He's a little Japanese guy.
Yeah.
Up.
All right, Vaughn. All right.
I was trying to get Matt in.
Well,
yeah, headphones.
He doesn't have headphones on. Why are you swinging the mic?
Eat him, man.
Oh, my God. I'm ready to puke for you.
I'm ready to puke just looking at him. He's peeling out the onions I threw at him before.
I'm just ready to have sex with Craig.
Oh.
See?
Oh, yeah. Get out of here. Get out of here.
See?
I burped up an onion.
See?
Those onions are vicious.
You get a burp and it's like seven of them pop back up on you. It's like, oh.
That was bad.
Kick in the face. Oh. Who do we have to thank for this idea?
I don't know. You.
Me.
Yeah.
We're number seven.
You're welcome. Holy shit, really?
Here comes two.
He's calling me.
What kind of time we got?
We got a minute and a half.
Oh.
Well, I won't make it.
Now you give up.
Well, you should time Pat for half an hour, but we don't remember what time he started.
No. Yeah, there you go.
I say about 7 minutes he's got.
That way we can actually do some show.
Matt can do, he can have, not Matt. Fucking
Pat?
Pat. Yeah. He can have an honorable mention.
You're fucking drunk on fucking White Castle.
I know. Craig is the official king of the castle with 1 minute to go.
Wow. I haven't heard that term in a long time.
King of the castle?
In that term, anyway.
Craig is the king of the castle.
Can I take your order?
You want fries or anything? Cheese, no cheese. What do you want to drink?
Too much moving around.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, but you can smell it.
You're my boy, Luke. You're my horse.
30 seconds.
Oh!
I think we should do another half hour.
I think he's giving birth to a castle, baby.
Castle. He's giving birth to a castle.
Now I know how they get them. I don't think those lavender candles are working. Oh my God.
10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
I'm on
three,
number 8. 2, 1.
And go.
You? Pat.
All right.
No, not Pat. He doesn't know how to clean a bathroom.
Jesus Christ.
It's shit all over.
Fucking loud, Vaughn.
All right, Matt. What's your total, Matt?
15 and two-thirds.
15 and two-thirds for Matt. Pat has...
Stop, you two.
Pat has 8.
8 in like
Vaughn.
10 minutes.
No, not even. That wasn't 10 minutes. That was like 6.
No.
7.
I think you came in at like 10.
I have 10.
10 minutes left, really.
11. 11. Hire me up.
Vaughn has 11.
11.
8.
And Craig.
Give me some echo.
And make his echoey. We should even get, like, drum roll.
What does Craig have?
Eight. Wait a minute. 18.
Craig ate 18 burgers in 30 minutes, which I know to some people may not be impressive.
And
but,
two cans of Coke.
And two cans of Coke, and people are throwing stuff at us.
It's a fucking game.
Are we going to take a break?
Feels, yeah, you should never have it.
Okay, are we going to...
I'm on my 9:30. I'm not even full.
I need a Coke for to aid in my mastication.
Well, since we know the winner, and we don't really have to worry about fighting over it, why don't we take a break?
All right. I think I got a fever. What are you, the producer?
I think I got a fever.
Oh, sorry there, Captain.
Is that on the air? Or are you talking into my headphones?
Is this God?
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up.
Sucks.
Done? All right.
We're back?
Yeah.
What are we?
The Aristocrats?
Still.
Good.
Where can they find us?
I don't know.
Shut
the hell up.
Oh, shut up, King.
Yeah, really, shut up.
I'm the king. I'm the wiz.
King of the castle.
I'm the wiz. Nobody beats me. I'm the wiz.
We'll be reading in the paper on Monday that he died.
I know.
Fucking hemorrhage.
Four obese men die.
Fake radio hosts die from
self-induced
hemorrhages.
All right, well, the reason why we're playing that music is because everyone's good friend Screech has been on the news. Dustin Diamond.
Prick.
Not my friend.
Kind of lost a lot of money. His value went up on his house, and he received a letter saying that if he doesn't pay $250,000 within 30 days, he will be evicted.
Bullshit.
So he has a website, getdshirts.com.
D.
G-E-T, the letter D, shirts.com. And you could buy a t-shirt that says, I paid $15 to save Screech's house. And it has a picture of him looking disheveled with a beard and a sign that says, save my house.
He's a scumbag.
And for $20, you can get it autographed.
Can I get him for like 30?
Probably.
The thing is, what is it? He was on that show until like the college days, wasn't he? Like,
oh yeah, he was the last guy there.
Yeah,
he was
the principal. Yeah,
he was the principal.
He was after the college days, like new class.
The new class, yeah.
When they were in like Hawaii and shit, all that garbage. Yeah, he did that too. He made money on
celebrity.
That.
He beat up Horseshack.
Yeah, beat his fucking.
Oh. He was Horseshack.
Yeah, Horseshack got his ass kicked by.
He gave Horseshack a black eye.
But, like, you think you would have saved any of that money? No.
No, it's only played, like, three times a day.
Yeah.
He doesn't get any money for that syndication.
Yeah, probably not.
You got slave labor.
No, those kids got sucked into such crappy contracts.
Yeah, but he was there until he was, like, 27.
Oh, well. What are you going to do? Oh, God. Your underwear.
What are you? You're looking at little boys' underwear?
Found your underoos. You can't have anything like that near your house, Derek.
Are we cutting this out?
No, she just decided to jump
what
in.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I think she's drunk.
I think that beer I gave her fucked her up.
Yeah.
This is awesome right here.
Got it.
So anyway, Screech is looking for a selling t-shirts.
I hate Screech.
Is he selling CDs?
Yeah, he's annoying. He's selling CDs. We have the, caloric intake?
The caloric intake
caloric
of
intake of each one of us.
Chlorine?
Shut up, Pat.
Caloric
starting with the loser, Derek, which is me, I had 1,600 calories worth of burgers and 280 calories worth of soda, 1,880 calories for Derek.
You live a week longer.
Yeah.
Even though you had McDonald's, so you should have that. You
know, Vaughn, Big Mouth. 1,760 calories of burgers. 11 burgers. I'm sorry. Yeah. I had 10. Vaughn with 11 burgers. 140 calories.
Yeah, I kind of died.
You really pushed out.
I'm a pussy.
Hey, 140 calories worth of soda with a grand total of 1,900 calories for Vaughn.
Fuck you. Yeah. I know I'm a pussy, though. I only ate
11. Matt. 2,560 calories worth of burgers.
Stop it. 15 and two-thirds.
15 and two-thirds. We rounded it to 16. 280 calories worth of soda, Coca-Cola. Actually, more because you just had another can. But we'll stay with that. with a grand total of 2,840 calories for Matt.
Stop it.
Give it up for Matt. And the king of the castle.
I'm the king.
Craig.
You got fanfare?
You had...
Blow it out, baby.
With 18 burgers, 2,880 calories.
That's more than half of a Crave case.
That's more than Matt ingested with soda. Just in burgers. And 280 calories worth of soda with a grand total of 3,160 calories.
That was wild.
God.
Disgusting.
What's the grand total for everyone? You have that?
Grand total for everyone is 11,380 calories.
That's four obese men.
You can feel your arteries thickening over the airwaves. And Pat had 10.
Wait,
Pat had 1,600. Honorable mention, Pat, during the break, actually.
Within like 5 minutes, he blew out 10.
You probably could have gave Craig a run for his money if you did
really wanted to.
So thin guys you got to watch out for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so thin, guys.
Really? I'm thin?
Well,
you're thinner than the rest of us.
You used to be.
Thin, yeah.
I feel good,
then. Thin, yeah.
I'm 193.
Balls. What? Oh.
I lost some weight.
Now he's been going to the gym.
Oh, wow. Been blowing Jim.
Fucking hot is what he is. Look at him.
Ooh. Yeah.
Sweating it off in the sack.
Who's got a sweaty sack, man?
Huh?
Right
I got
now?
A sweaty sack. Of...
If I had
my
sack started. If I hadn't eaten before I came here, I would have knocked down 20.
You would have went blind.
I'd be dead now.
I think that's it. I think when you hit the 20 mark, you just go blind from the grease.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Yeah.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
But make sure if you document this, you write down.
There are no rematches ever.
Never.
This is a one-time only deal.
No, you're not going to fight for your title.
We're doing this.
I'm not doing this more than once every 10 years.
I'm bringing in I'm bringing in a small Chinese man next week. We're doing it again.
Once every lifetime.
We should do it once a year. The king of the castle.
The reigning king.
We got to get it like a little.
We got to make a crown out of the cave case. Crave case.
We got to do the say anything picture with you.
Why is my head burning, Mommy? Just wear the castle.
They were so annoyed at us when we went.
And every time
oh my God, she was shitting her pants.
Every time I go there, I gotta wear the crown.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm the king of the castle.
If any of us go in there, she's just gonna be like, what, three of them?
No, there's gotta be a
record for like
the most.
Oh, ingested.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Oh, yeah, probably.
Disgusting.
I don't think they have a 4th of July fest, but I'm sure some asshole.
Oh, nice.
It's just a camera.
Yeah, who cares?
Nah, it's just my memories. It's okay.
I remember I went to White Castle once and I got...
accosted?
I got a Crave case and some sacks of fries. And I went through drive-thru.
Are you kidding me? Oh, yeah, and they told you to park or something?
Yeah.
They told me that one time, too.
I tell you, fuck you, I'm in drive-thru.
I'm not getting out of my fucking car.
I drove here, you dirty coon.
Bad
Give
enough
me
I
my
gotta,
burgers.
Bad enough I gotta eat all this shit.
By myself. It's bad enough I have to take this in.
I don't want to walk over there.
If I wanted to exercise, I'd go to the gym, asshole.
And then walk all this shit off.
They're being loud.
Who, them?
God.
Yeah. She just accused you of molesting children about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about.
What the fuck was that all about?
There's a picture of some child's underwear.
Yeah, they're always accusing you of that, aren't they?
Yeah.
I guess you gotta start coming clean.
Duh, coming in clean.
So basically we got nothing else.
I'd say that.
That's it.
Yeah, let's recap.
Craig, King of the Castle, 18 burgers.
Fuck Screech. In his ass.
I don't remember what we did the first half.
Happy birthday, Paul McCartney
tomorrow. Actually today, technically.
Technically it's today.
Craig doesn't like him because
he was dating a one-legged woman.
Who?
Huh?
Paul McCartney.
The Stump Funker?
Yeah.
Stump Funker?
Stump Licker?
Fucker.
You didn't say that.
You think he licked her stump?
Her sweaty nub?
We already talked about this. I think I said that.
And then when she moved her little bone that was left?
He sniffed it.
And he kept it?
He sniffed it as he was fucking her.
He tickled her fake toes.
Stop!
She had phantom pains and he'd tickle them.
Her barnacle leg.
Phil. I wonder what it looks like on the end.
It's like a
gross deformity.
It can't be completely smooth. I'm sure there's
no. It's like rigid and stuff like that.
I
don't know about
I've
rigid.
Seen
you can't cut
smooth.
Cheese with it.
It's like the skin stretched over it almost.
Yeah.
It's like, have you ever seen a man with no hand or a woman with no hand? You know how it looks like that really deformed
look? If they're
look?
Born with it, yeah.
No, smooth. No, no. You ever seen a person when they get a hand cut off or something like that?
Sorry.
Yes.
It's all fucked up. Like, it's just, ugh. Then picture that as a kneecap. Try to grow back,
right? I don't know.
You got a little string of skin still there from the fucked up sewing.
Yeah, would it try to grow back?
No.
Yeah. Why not? It could. It couldn't grow bone back?
No, we're not reptiles. What are we, reptiles?
Are we an alligator? The fuck is
I wish.
We're not segmented worms. It's not going to come back.
That'd be great.
Oh, my God.
I'd be great. I'd love to just be able to see my shit inside of me.
Oh.
That'd be great. I'd be in dirt all the time. And I go underground under White Castle.
And I eat everything.
And I watch the fat guys buy so many crepe cases, they're going to die.
My wormhole would cave in when they walked in. I'm seriously lightheaded. I don't know if I'm just tired. Or...
I'm tired.
I think it's from both. I think it's seriously your
son, you've had too much to drive.
Craig's legally intoxicated.
Just crave case.
They're gonna take his fucking.
Gonna blow in the machine. He's gonna come up like, oh, you had 18.
You're getting a DWF driving while fat.
They're gonna give him a blood test, and she's gonna come out like fucking ragu.
It's gonna be white
chunks
castle
of onions.
Gonna come out with cheese and onions.
Strike one.
Strike one. Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But I'm the king.
You are the king. The king of the castle, Craig.
Down with the king, baby.
Arista Craig.
Arista Craig, the king of castles.
All right.
We out?
Yeah, we're out.
Uh-oh. We're done.
All systems penis.
We should do a 15-hour show.
We should just do it all day.
24-hour show we gotta do.
You know how our ears would hurt from these headphones, I think.
Yeah, they get sweaty.
Yeah, they do.
Then they smell.
Yeah.
And shit grows behind
your
ears.
We could get some ear cheese growing in these, good.
Yeah. It'd be like in Wrath of Khan when they put the earwigs in there.
God!
God! Yeah, all right. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
I love you.
I love that.
I love cheese.
Are you going to clog up your toilet?
Shit balls. Shit in my mouth.